Hear that music, you know, once again it's time for another segment, The Grassy Knoll, and here we are, and with us today is Freeman Fly. We've not talked to him probably for a couple of months. He was on several times before that, and he's back again at my behest because he wrote some emails and, you know, whose information really aroused me and many other people who said, what's Freeman talking about? What's Freeman talking about? So anyway, we're going to have Freeman on to explain his own self. And, Free, thanks for coming on the show.
Hey, no problem. Glad to be here.
All right. Now, I mean, I got to tell you, and I'm going to just read off one of your emails to set the tone, if you don't mind.
Sure.
And as I understand that the information I have sent and I'm going to send is frightening, and I want you to understand another part of the picture. The truth of the matter is that knowing is the best thing you can do. There is a higher faculty to man, and divine help is always with us. It is not all up to us. One of the main things I've discovered about the Illuminati is that they need our free will acceptance to go forward, and I understand that, no doubt about it. Let me just stop there. I would agree. They would make us want to accept it, and they can force us into situations where the unknowing public might want to. But what in the general sense shook your cage so much to send you this, have you send this email out? And I want to tell you, some other people who listen to you and who are on, I guess, your email list have said, like, what's going on? What's going on? So, yeah, it's a pretty important topic, and so let me let you have at it, Free.
Absolutely. Well, I had recently put forth on Radio Freeman that we had done it. We had managed to convince ourselves enough about the reality of what's going on to alter it. And then I started to realize that people might start to think that what I meant is that we're not in any peril, and I didn't want... we are definitely in peril.
Yes.
So the necessary means was to describe the planet that we actually live on that people don't see. And what really spurred me was Dr. Deagle's report, which I promptly put up on Google and spread all over the place.
Mm-hmm.
Because here was independent confirmation from an insider of everything that I had ever said. And that it blew my mind. It really did, to have these constant independent confirmations coming from completely independent sources. So all of a sudden, I was placed back into my standard reality
mm-hmm.
of subterranean bases, super soldiers, you know, Big Brother. But mine has always been one of a message of faith and hope. And so people need to realize where I'm coming from when I'm speaking of faith and hope, that I'm not ignorant of the reality of the situation.
Well, agreed. You are right. You've expressed that very clearly and accurately and effectively, that you have a message of faith and hope. And you've always known that the evil is out there. I mean, our only shows we've ever done and others that you've done with other hosts have focused on, you know, the evil and the trappings of such that are out there, and that's fair enough. I mean, that should be known. There's no two ways about it. But this time around, and I might have gotten it wrong, and you're going to set me straight if that in fact is true, but you've taken a look and saying, okay, I'm looking for the right words, but I'm not going to worry about it too much. You're going to correct me. It's almost like you're saying, cut our losses, get prepared for what might be some kind of epoch beyond the blue horizon. You run with that, and tell me what you're thinking.
Well, my information was never to be a witch hunt, you know, and I don't bring about the mm-hmm. knowledge about the Freemasons so that everybody will go, oh, you know, there's the evil empire.
Right, that's
let's,
it. Mm-hmm.
You know, let's burn them down. My information has always been intended to give you the excuse to walk away. Because people don't really realize what civilization is. And this is where I come from a unique perspective because of my travels and in meeting, you know, hundreds of thousands of people. I have met so many that I have this unique perspective on humanity because I have witnessed the goodness of humanity.
Mm-hmm.
So it is this very goodness that gives me the contrast, the question, well, why is civilization so evil? If all these humans are good, what is it that drives us to evil? And time and time again, every source I seek of evil that I find that is detrimental to human society, I'm constantly led to another Freemason.
Mm-hmm.
It just goes on and on in that fashion. And so then you start to question, well, what are these guys doing? You know, what are their motivations? And really, the information that I present is to give you the necessary means to walk away from civilization. And it's not so much cutting our losses, but starting to find a human society.
All right. Fair enough. And like I said, I want you to clarify that, and you did to a decent extent. Your emails, and I'm on your email list, have been very positive. And, I mean, actually, I've sat there and said, you know, good for you. Honestly, and not, you know, being facetious whatsoever, you've taken, I think, and this is only me, for like the year that I might have known about you, you've gotten very positive as things seem to have come to your awareness that they're deteriorating. So, I mean, there's a reason why you're feeling positively as things may come to your awareness that, you know, it's not looking too good. If I got that right, would you tell me why that would be?
Still trying to figure out.
What my question was?
Yeah.
It seemed to me at the same time you were being positive. More of the information that was coming to you was negative. That is my perception, and I'm sorry to pin that on you because that may not be right. If that is in fact correct, is it correct?
Yes.
All right.
I mean, what we're witnessing at this very moment is what I've now termed Project Mayhem, or you could call it a program to chaos. And it's quite obvious to those who are awake and aware, such as the Virginia Tech killings, the massacre there.
Mm-hmm.
You know, now all of a sudden it's not, oh my God, we need more CIA. It's, oh my God, look what the CIA has done. People
okay.
are becoming more and more aware of these situations being manufactured. And so this is where the shift comes in. Once we start to recognize that this is not simply the outcome of human endeavors, that there are reality manufacturing systems in place to lead us into a direction, a global direction at that, because this is global. And you know, at this point, America is being made out to be the dumb, evil, satanic force on planet Earth. And so all the news that the rest of the world gets about America makes us look like, you know, high Satanists, really.
Mm-hmm.
And so in a global scheme, this would be to eradicate any ideas that freedom is a good thing. Because look what happens. Look at America. They became a bunch of Satanists when they were given liberty. And so it's social engineering.
Without a doubt. Yeah, what I would say is, I don't know if you agree with this statement, but it's that the handlers, however you want to term them, be they Illuminati or however you want to call them, control governments, and governments in turn control military. It's my great fear that our military is being misused. Probably, you know, perhaps what the German people might have at the end or somewhere during the reign of the Reich might have thought, like, this is not what we're supposed to be about. How do you feel about the fact that, you know, in fact, that our military is being misused by the government puppets who get their marching orders, if you will, from the elites. Are we seeing that today? Do you believe that is true?
Well, consider that the Carnegie Foundation, the Rockefeller Foundation, are the ones that spurred all the necessary means to get us involved in World War II. They actually got together and decided that the best way for social change to their defined parameters was to have a war.
Mm-hmm.
And so, in my world, there has never been any such thing as a world war. These are all manufactured events by these groups, if we recognize that Hitler was raised by the Fool Society and sponsored by the Bush family, then...
Yeah, capitalists, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. It's just, I mean, the Boston Tea Party was a false flag terrorist event.
Mm-hmm.
So we start to recognize that we are brought into these wars by them pulling on our heartstrings. And the more and more that they do it, such as, 911,
mm-hmm.
And how many people signed up for the military on that day,
mm-hmm.
We can see where we are being led into these conflicts and that they are not for humanity at all and have an ulterior motive.
Have you ever wondered, as I have, how well nations might have gotten along or at least adjudicated their problems if the bankers and the industrialists weren't behind them to instigate an exacerbated situation?
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah.
And here again, for confirmation on such things as deep underground military bases, and also to answer that question, we look way back in our archives of memory to Y2K, and they're building up this deep underground military base, which we all spent billions on, to route all the natural resources through. And this included the stock market. And if you recognize that back in, say, the Napoleonic Wars with the Rothschilds, how they used their influence to get everybody to think that Napoleon had won the war and then to buy up all those stocks very cheaply, then you recognize that here was Command Central is what they called it, and they had placed it in an undisclosed location on Y2K. They built this multi-billion dollar subterranean base, which had the stock market routed through it in case there ever was a terrorist attack. And then here we go, just 2 years later, we have a major quote-unquote terrorist attack. And then they say, oh, well, we had to shut down the stock market for 3 days.
Yeah. Sounds like the old banking holiday from the 30s.
Yeah.
Nice way to term it, banking holiday. And in the meantime, everybody loses their money.
But consider at this moment, Putin is KGB, Blair is MI6, Bush is Skull and Bones. The spooks run the world.
Sure they
do. And HW has been in power for, 26 years now?
And how would you define that continuum? I agree with you, but why don't you explain it for the listeners? How that 26-year continuum was accomplished. You have what? Bush to Clinton to Bush, is that correct?
Yes, well, he was involved in the Reagan era. And
very much
was,
so, yeah.
You know, UN, and then CIA, and then the Reagan era, then vice president, then... then president, and then running the Clinton era. They're
mm-hmm.
obviously running around in cahoots now, and now his son.
Yeah, I mean we're looking at what Bush had Reagan assassinated, but it didn't work out. But still, Daddy Bush ran the show for 8 years, became his own pres for four, and also was behind Clinton, or at least hand in hand with Clinton for another eight. Back to Shrub for eight.
Right.
Kind of a neat situation, isn't it?
Yeah. And then when you start to gather, information about such groups as the Skull and Bones, and you find out that our current leader has drank blood out of a skull and masturbated in a coffin, these are not the people I want representing me.
Oh, come on. Didn't you do that in college, too?
No.
No,
I didn't.
No. That wasn't an hell night. No, that it was true. But we're at a quarter after the hour. Let me ask you this. We've not talked about this, and I wish people would go there because, you know, they all, to a point, listen on the Internet. What is the address for your URL where people can check out what you are doing and what you are about to do?
It's very simple. It is freemantv.com. And then everything else is linked on there. So if you want to go to the freemanarchives.com and watch all of my videos or listen to the radio show, it's all there.
I believe that's a different site than when I last got with you. I am assuming, if that is true, my perception, that you've gone more heavily video. Is that correct?
No.
Okay.
Everything still leads to the freemanperspective.blogspot.com.
It's okay.
Too hard to say that on the radio.
Okay, agreed.
I went ahead and got myself freemantv.com.
Okay, all right. So that makes all right. Then now I understand the difference, and yeah, I'm there right now.
I am on hiatus from the television show. I needed a little pause, and I wasn't exactly sure what I was going to do just yet. And then I was offered the radio show on Revere Radio, so I've been doing that.
All right, so why don't you break down where people can hear you on a regular basis. Is it on Revere Radio?
Yes, I am on Tuesdays at 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And
okay.
Then, of course, everything is archived on Freeman Archives or even on freemantv.com. I just put them all up there.
All right, now, you've done a lot of video in the past, and I've seen it. Not been necessarily checking up on it lately. Is there a place also where your video can be accessed for, you know, however long you've been up there?
Yeah, if you don't have a fast internet, the best way to find my videos is to go to Google Video and search Blue Fly Production.
Right. Mm-hmm.
And that's the easiest way if you have a slow internet. Okay. If you're on a high speed, then just go right over to freemanarchives.com and every show I've ever done is on there.
All right, good enough, folks. You know where to go. Now, getting back to what I thought was, I mean, these are my words, a bit of an SOS out to folks and back at Deagle's videos. Tell me what you got from that and what you think the scenario will play out in the next however years, I mean, whatever it is.
Oh, it's coming fast.
You think? Okay, and tell us why.
Yeah, it's like a thief in the night. Now, as we've been witnessing, I grew up in Orlando, which was the first point of light in the 1,000 point of light system established by H.W. Bush.
And we talked about that, yep.
And they have had cameras on the highways for 20 years now. And they're generally not even looking at the highway. But these have never instituted any sort of ticketing policy to use these cameras. And they have never been used for the benefit of anyone.
Mm-hmm.
And then Lawrence, Kansas, we can see in a small town like that, the actual program where all the cameras went up only on the exits of town. And the Army Corps of Engineers came in and checked the bridge to make sure the tank could get over it. While all of our National Guard had been shipped off to Europe. So as we sit here, preparations are being made. You know, 131 and deep underground military bases in America alone. And, you know, it just goes along just nice and quietly, and nobody's making any big fuss because it's not in their face yet. But it's going to come like a thief in the night. My personal thoughts on it are, one, if they really want to institute their chipping program, and I'll tell you what, anyone that wants to, go Google My Chip or Chip and see how many Freemasonic websites come up, because they are the ones behind them.
I will agree. It may seem innocuous, and in fact it might be, given them the benefit of the doubt. But the local chapters, who I don't believe are very high-degree Freemasons, are out there, no doubt about it, free, with their buses and, you know, chip the kids so you'll, you know, to prevent abductions, which you'll never will do. It'll just tell you where the body is after. I see that. So is that what you're referring to?
Yes.
Yeah.
And really, the best way to get a population chipped would be a plague.
Or a freak out, yes, some kind of freak out to make people come running.
A freak out's not quite good enough, you see, and that's why they're putting this in through the Verichip, through the hospitals. Because, you see, if we had a plague, then you would have to get chipped so that they could classify you as a non-threat, you know, so that when you come to the hospital, they know whether or not you've gotten your vaccination. So everybody will accept it at that point because they want to be able to get their vaccination. That would be the best way if you were one of these types of nefarious beings to get a population chipped and to kill off the ones that don't agree.
I want to read something else from your email and ask you to respond to it. Because I pay attention. I mean, you know, when you write things, you know, I read them. And that's the reason I'm responding is because, yeah, I don't just flush them. You know, when you got something to say, you know, I'm there to read them. And let me go to this point. We serve the Illuminati unknowingly. I agree with that. We'll get to that. We must stop, take a moment, and reorient ourselves to human and other life. The more of us willing to put our very lives in God's hands will make it easier for others to do so. All right, two things here. One, you're right about we serve the Illuminati. They put us in situations where we ask for their intervention. Would that be correct?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, we don't go ahead and just say, like, let's do this. I mean, are we agreed that when we must have martial law, it is best for a population to ask for it rather than to have it imposed upon him?
Oh, absolutely.
All right. Do you see that scenario being played out in the United States, whereas nobody will ever say, oh, yeah, just go ahead and do it. They will, in fact, cry for it.
Yes. You can even witness people fighting to keep them in power, which is something that's just amazing, but that's the way it works. The very concept of nationalism was manufactured by these very critters.
Sure.
You know, 51% of our presidents belonging to a single fraternity should be clue enough, but it's not. And so we are trained to fight for them because they give us our very ideals. Hell, they created our language, you know?
Agreed. And the reason why most people don't know is because that's never portrayed, shown light on, or depicted in any way, shape, or form in the mainstream media, which is what I'm banging on walls to do, and that is say, folks, do not take mainstream media as honest. You folks do it, and they want to make you feel comfortable with Katie and Charles, you know, and Brian, as it used to be with Tom and Peter and what was his name? Thankfully, I forgot Walter. The ABC guy I'm forgetting. Whatever. That's okay. The mind's a terrible thing to lose. But the thing is that people sit there and they impute this degree of integrity and honor to those on the networks. And I can understand it because I'm sure you did it and I did it. But then you step back and say, why are we trusting these cats? We don't know them. We don't know the machinery behind them. Why are we taking their word as, you know, verbatim? And that's when people's light bulbs go on. And so, you know, there I would say to you, don't you find that that might be the biggest obstacle to get people to wake up is the fact that, you know, you got to get them away from the TV set and say, listen, wake up, or at least get them to different channels. What do you think about that?
Oh, absolutely. You know, the blockbusters of Hollywood are what I like to call them because, you know, blockbuster is a mason and they worship the druidic death and resurrection ritual of the Hollywood.
Mm-hmm. There you go.
And, yeah, once you start to piece that together, TV is such a mind-warping thing, and it's obviously being used against us at this time, and you know, throughout all time. They say if Hitler had had television, we'd all be speaking German right now.
That's a pretty good call, don't you think?
Yeah. It's so contrived, and that's what corporate logos is all about, to give you an understanding of these signs of allegiance. And once you see them, then you start to recognize that there is another force in charge. And, you know, it's not just coincidence that CBS has the eye. And, you know.
No. And you were the first on this show, I think twice, to identify that, and I've sent you stuff in the meantime, you know, which you've used or whatever, or commented on, and because you know where I'm coming from, and it's like, yeah, I mean, duh, how much in our face is this? And we just look at it as like, well, that's just like business, and it's like, no, it's not. There's a message behind it.
Yeah.
But what I want to further draw in on, because I thought this was a very powerful statement, and you said, let me see. You said, the more of us willing to put our very lives in God's hands will make it easier for others to do so. Now, that's a heavy-duty statement from you, and I'm not going to pin you to the wall about it, but I want to ask you, what are you thinking about when you evoke God's name and the fact that we should put our lives in His hands, which I fully agree?
God is a very difficult term.
Okay.
Something to everybody, you know, something different to everyone. So, for me, this is that path of synchronicity that I discuss all the time. Because I developed faith before I developed knowledge,
mm-hmm.
and was able to find this divine force that guided me forward and led me on a path that has fulfilled my life more than anything I could ever imagine. And so it is that very divine force that I speak of when I mention the word God. It's hard to use. I use the word universe. You know, I try to...
Mm-hmm.
Because one thing I don't want to do is lead anybody to the church, you know.
I know.
Or to the ministers or anything of that nature.
Well, you're probably sitting here going, oh my God, he's going to pin me down. And that's not the case. But I've never read you write in the terms that you've done. Something definitely changed. And I'm not saying for the worse or the better, but you were definitely moved. And like I said, you know, I'm on your email list. I read what you write. I mean, maybe that's my own fault. I don't think so. But all of a sudden, you definitely were pricked to the point where you had some very heavy stuff to say. And others on your list send out emails, you know, kind of like global stuff, you know, for anybody else that's out there. I'm going, yeah, you know, I saw that too. And, you know, in fact, I asked for you to come on. So understand, I mean, you know, and you understand that very well. I mean, you're responsible for the impact that you do have, and I think you are responsible for that. I think you know what you do, and I have no problem with that. But this, to me, is a little bit different. I'm not going to say a departure, just different from what I've read from you before, and it seems to be evoked by your dialogue and, I guess, you know, the videos by Deagle. Now, Deagle supposedly is a Christian. What was the kind of interaction you had? Can you tell us about that?
He does. I get a lot. I get a lot of Christian mail.
Okay.
And you know, I kind of laugh because Christians came to my door and I told them of my guardian angel and how I had the divine spirit within me. And they were like, well, are you sure it's not a demon? And I'm like, okay, only a Christian would call my guardian angel a demon. I got sidetracked on that song.
No, I mean, Deagle's message resonated with you.
You know, he gets in the conclusion of this presentation that
mm-hmm.
if your religion... makes it okay for you to go and kill people of other religions, or if your religion allows, you know, all of this nefarious actions to continue, then, you know, that's not what you... Your religion's no good.
No, it's crazy.
And... Yeah, I was astounded by Deagle, being that he was a medical doctor, been an insider, been down in the deep underground military bases with the reptilian species, and here was coming out. He mentioned the rituals that incarnate fourth dimensional entities, which, you know, pretty much confirmed the Anna Nicole story. And he also got into the ritual nature of Shakanar, the Shekinah. And, you know, he just, I couldn't believe that he was, and so what it was, hello, welcome to the 21st century. We've all been living in this little illusory dream crafted by the blockbusters of Hollywood.
Mm-hmm.
And, it's time to wake up to the full extent of our reality. And at that same moment, as you start to come to light with, I mean, the very serious nature of our position right now, our very precarious position, people are going to need answers, or at least solutions. And so first, you got to take the red pill, and then you've got to understand your own divine nature and the help that we have, because we're all pinned down right now into the third dimension, believing everything is linear. And that's just not the case from my experience. Miracles do happen. And
no, I would agree with you 100%. From what you've gleaned from Deagle's discussions, and I've had him on my show, you've talked to him to a great extent. If you were to, let's be honest, and we can talk about it after, it's not a setup. What do you think people are facing? You know, let's just say in the next 5 years. He accelerates, I think, the timeline more than I believe, but that's what I believe. That doesn't make me right or him wrong. But what hit you so resonantly that you felt, yeah, this looks like a plausible timeline? And if so, Free, you know, please tell us what you think might happen.
Now, it's been a dozen years now that I predicted W would be railroaded into office and that he would be the last American president. So it's been a dozen years that I've been waiting for the event.
Okay.
And I was right on the first part, and I'm still waiting. I thought I was going to find out four years ago. But then he made it into it again. I do have a prediction for October 13th. Now, what I did is create a hypothesis that I have been postulating and putting forth predictions using the hypothesis that our leaders are ritual bastards and that they use ritual more than people consider.
Sure.
A lot of people think it's military strategy.
No, it's numerology. Would you agree?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, I'm with you.
So, as I started, you know, I predicted 911 to the day using their understanding of Kabbalism, and I still don't have a full understanding of what 911 signifies. I have some ideas, but I just knew because of the date that HW had used. Well, then later come to find that the Twin Towers had a Masonic cornerstone lying ceremony on 911. The Pentagon had a Masonic cornerstone lying ceremony on 911, both in their respective building years. I thought, well, damn, if I had known that beforehand, I would have predicted both targets as well. So I looked to see what else fell within this type of a system, and I found the White House, being that it had a Masonic cornerstone lying ceremony on 10/13.
Okay.
And 10/13 is the infamous Friday the 13th of 1307, where the Pope and the King of France declared it illegal to be a Templar.
And they burnt
them all at the stake and tortured them, and we found out about their worship of Baphomet and their homosexual practices and their pissing on the cross and kissing of the anus. Now, of course, this was all brought to light under torture, so who knows?
But you're talking about the unlucky Friday the 13th, which Jacques de Molay and those experienced.
Yes.
Okay.
And that is why Friday the 13th is now known as the most unlucky day.
Agreed.
So then I went looking a little deeper, and I, of course, found the White House cornerstone laying ceremony on 10/13. And if you realize that the X-Files spinoff, The Lone Gunman, gave away the entire 911 scenario prior to the event, as a government conspiracy put forth by Chris Carter, and Chris Carter's production company's name is 10/13. Right?
Just a coincidence.
Yeah. So I'm really expecting a major event to occur on 10/13 at the White House this year.
Mm-hmm.
And this will most likely be one of the critical factors that brings about martial law. Now, again, just as in my prediction with 911, I didn't know what they would do. I just know how they are. And I say, you know, if Alex Jones and I had gotten together back then, we would have had the date and the place and the person all perfect. So maybe I should communicate with him a little more.
Well,
But I'm seeing...
Okay.
Right now we are being severely traumatized through the Virginia Tech, through TV shows like Heroes 24, Jericho,
mm-hmm.
Through mm-hmm. America Top Model putting out a spread of murdered models. It's just this massive campaign of social trauma
mm-hmm.
so that we are all mush. And so as you can watch their reality manufacturing, then you can start to discern what they're going to do. And once you realize, once you accept that it's all contrived and all together, that it is one formal unit that is not just, you know, these are not just happening by chance all at the same time,
mm-hmm.
Then you can start to recognize the trauma that is going, that they are planting in preempting or, you know, preparing for this next stage. Just like when Bill Clinton was brought before us in the Monica Lewinsky scandal, that was to degrade our very ideal of the president. This was social conditioning. And so they degraded the president in front of us. I mean, the poor man turned purple when they brought up the cigar. You know? As we all know, JFK had affairs, and of course this never was brought to public light because it wasn't necessary for the current social conditioning. So we watch as they prepare us. So that was how I predicted W being railroaded into office, because the next step was to degrade our ideal of the system
mm-hmm.
itself. And so to railroad the president into the office was to bring us all down another notch. And, of course, they did it through Jeb Bush as a conspiracy within the conspiracy so that everybody would go, hey, there's a conspiracy.
That's right.
But it wasn't Jeb Bush that put Bush into power. This is not a Bushian coup. And then immediately following that, they told us all our ministers are pedophiles so that we would all lose faith in our ministers and all faith in religion or, you know, hope in a divine intervention. And you can just watch as they actually, you know, it's a magical spell is what it is. It's social engineering, and
well,
they're conditioning us.
I mean, organized religion is just that. It's got nothing to do with spirituality. It's just
Absolutely.
Out there. And I have no, you know, I find no unction with what you've said.
Yeah, we got to do away with all fear-based systems, which religion absolutely.
Well, I tell you what, but that's what we're run by. You know, you're right. I mean, it's entrenched, and it's heavy duty to break. And that goes for politics and media and everything else. I mean, it's all based on fear, whether we realize it or not. But, you know, something obviously was triggered with your interaction with Deagle. And, you know, again, it's kind of hard to predict things because, you know, it kind of looks bad because, you know, things will do what they do. But you felt, I mean, obviously, and I'm not hammering you on this, but I mean, obviously, this is what you know, related to me and others in your email group. And this timeline about how much we've got left to do whatever we're going to do, I may have that wrong, but do you want to speak to what the next, what, you know, 1 to 3 years look like?
Sure, sure.
Okay.
I see it as right now we're on a roller coaster ride of our choosing. You know, and that's very important to recognize that you chose to do this. You wanted to come and take on this mission. And that's step one in feeling safe and feeling, you know, that you have a purpose.
Mm-hmm.
And we are going chink-chink, chink-chink, chink-chink up this roller coaster up to the apex. Now, that is typically the most frightening moment on a roller coaster, and that's where we are right now. But as soon as you hit that dip, your arms go in the air and you scream hooray. And this is really what I expect, because right now we are in a position where we're all caged and isolated, and none of us are really alive. We are molting in our cages.
Okay.
And as soon as this burst of life occurs, then we become even more alive, and and things will be positive in our minds even though the world is falling down around us. Now, I do see absolutely that this thing is just going to erupt out of nowhere. I do see them pulling out all their tactics, and
all right,
what I see...
Be specific when you say this thing.
Yes, this program of chaos.
Would that include a third world war?
Yes.
I've
always had that planned. It was written back in the 1800s, or if not earlier.
The Mycenaean Pike, yeah.
Yes. And of course, war requires us, you know, so we have to be conditioned to want to fight. If without us, it won't happen. That's the big thing.
That's right.
So reaction is a critical part to this whole thing. But at the same time, we are in a cosmic cycle, and we are coming upon a large-scale transition of reality, I believe. So as we're watching, the magnetosphere of Earth is declining, the rotation of the planet is slowing, the sun is erupting. You know, all these giant galactic changes going on as our position in the galaxy changes, and it's very much like, you know, night and day, only on a galactic scale.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to tell you once that the story that I did once have this lucid dream of a crustal shift. And that was quite an amazing thing, because I don't believe it's solely the Illuminati. They are reacting to the current position that we are at.
Okay.
So this is why they're having heightened activities, because of the timing of where we're at. And we... So this dream I had, this lucid dream, I don't mean to get off too far, but
no, go.
Just something
that
was really amazing.
Mm-hmm.
That I didn't realize, because in this dream, the Earth just shifted. And I'll tell you, we are spinning at 1,100 miles an hour. So even the slightest hiccup and everything goes flying. But what was amazing to me was recognizing that it didn't appear as if you were moving. It appeared as if the wall came straight at you, because everything that's anchored will continue traveling,
mm-hmm.
and you will continue traveling at 1,100 miles in the other direction. And, that was just something that just really blew my mind, because it was so vivid, and I really got to experience what a crustal shift would be like. So we've got massive Earth changes coming, and at the same time, we witness as they are putting up things like HARP, ionospheric heaters,
mm-hmm.
Frequency modulators, and, of course, all the chemtrails and everything else. Now, all of this isn't in preparation of simply controlling all of us. This is in preparation for the new aeon, as it were, as we enter this... this photon belt, which has been categorized by scientists, this isn't flights of fancy, that we are entering a more heavily photonic area in space, whereas the vibration of light is different than anything we have ever seen, and therefore Earth is going through things that we have never seen, and this is why we have such crazy weather patterns going on.
Well, you know, Deagle mentioned a lot of the things that he thought would happen within the next year. I think that's premature. But then on the other hand also, he mentioned these cataclysmic events. And so one wonders, like, well, why should we really wonder about taking care of ourselves if, you know, if the shit's going to hit the oscillator very shortly. He portrayed a scenario with not much hope. How'd you deal with that?
Yeah, that's where I think I was asked to come forward. And, you know, for me, I did not choose to do any of this public speaking, although I definitely felt that enough was enough, and I was going to go ahead and just stick my head in
mm-hmm.
the noose and stick my face out there and,
okay.
and start, you know, ranting.
Mm-hmm.
But really, God, the universe, synchronicity, placed me in this placement, and I think that the purpose for this is because I have nothing. I'm a guy who has no money, can't prepare for anything, and most of us are going to be in that position as, you know, the economy declines, or more.
Mm-hmm.
And so my position as a messenger to the world is to show this synchronistic faith-based system that doesn't require so much from you. You know, you aren't necessarily have to create a new world order. You don't have to really prepare, per se. The preparations come with your own spiritual battle and your ability to be able to roll with the changes, as it were.
Mm-hmm.
So my heaviest message is to have faith in that there is a higher power, because it's been shown to me, and now I get so many messages, I know it's being shown to everyone else, that it's not all up to us to change the world. What we got to do is change ourselves. And so that means getting through all the crap that the media is putting into us and starting to discern that humans are not the virus on this planet and start to have faith in one another again. That's the only thing that's going to help.
Well, I would agree. I mean, I approach it, as you all know, from a Christian perspective. I think revelation is being borne out, but that doesn't mean I sit back and let it happen. Like that very crass statement about, well, rape is inevitable, enjoy it. No, I'm not there. My point is that I believe in the scenario and that there is salvation, but I'm not going to sit here and tolerate this evil, because if you know it and you don't do anything about it, to me, you become part of it. So with that in mind, I mean, even though you don't have to go to the you know, the Christian construct, and remember, that's been very abused. I understand you know that, Free. But I'm talking about the Word. I'm not talking about churches. I'm not talking about religion. I'm talking about me and Scripture and what I believe to be true. So, you know, there are a lot of Christians out there who have not done, well, they're fake Christians, obviously. They've done, you know, irreparable damage to this whole situation about, well, just sit back and let it happen. We're out of here. No, that's not the case, folks. And Deagle is a Christian. The one thing I didn't hear from him, which, you know, I'm just going to, you know, mention to you, is that, you know, this earth is not going to get destroyed. You know, under Scripture, he will have a tribulation for however long it is. It probably looks 7 years maximum. And after that, there will be a millennium of peace. So when Bill talks, you know, about this utter destruction, I'm just not understanding how that fits in the scenario. Be that as it may, I'm not trapping you with any kind of questions. It's just that I'm like, you know, no, I mean, things are not good, but there is still time for people to rectify themselves, you know, however, which way they want to go. That's a pretty broad statement, I understand it, but Free, do you want to talk to that?
Yeah, we absolutely could change the course of things, and prophecy is a very dangerous thing, being that it can be used against you. Now, as I showed with the old Shakhanov scenario, that this was, you know, they're rebuilding Babylon. Is this prophecy, or are they enacting a program? Now, certainly they were all in cahoots in this. There was no chance that America called it Shakhanov at the same time that Saddam Hussein was claiming to be Nebuchadnezzar reincarnated. This is all a plan. And, you know, I really got a question about when Cortez showed up on the beaches of the Incas' homeland.
Yeah, really.
When, on the day that Quetzalcoatl was supposed to arrive, you know, did he have foreknowledge? Had he been in the Vatican's vaults and knew the day that they would consider them their gods? And you know...
Or just the coincidence.
Yeah, just the coincidence. And,
that's a good
and
point.
Here they were waiting for their savior and welcomed in the big white man. And,
yeah.
You know, were ultimately slaughtered. So I worry about prophecy a lot because it can absolutely be used against you. And I have more faith in humans than that, and it's not necessary to have this faith or this prophecy belief.
And,
I'm watching them enact revelations. I'm watching as they develop technology that makes us believe their powers of God, such as being able to create the Aurora Borealis into visions of the Virgin Mary. You know, lying signs and wonders, as the Bible says. And so it's a very precarious time to be believing in these scriptures when they have the ability to generate the apocalypse.
Well, I don't understand exactly what you mean by the ability to generate, but I will say this, and that is there will probably come a time when a lot of the supernatural forces that have been spoken about in Scripture will finally come to be evident. And that will probably be, and excuse my crude phrasing, probably, boy, a way beyond what we thought. It's going to get real interesting in the time to come. And, again, I mean, we might be able to see exactly what the true UFOs are. As you may know or not know, I mean, we wonder about the sons of God, the men of renown, and we wonder those who have been trapped to this earth if they will come out at a certain time and really, really break all the walls down as to what people perceive. Do you have any thoughts about that?
Yeah, that's definitely going to come. We're going to get a real a reality shake up here.
Or unreality check, yeah.
Yeah, no doubt about that. And we live in such a time that it's really difficult to know who will be doing what, because, you know, our military absolutely has their own UFOs, and so, or it can just project them in a hologram. And we can see where they do want to bring about this Project Bluebeam, which is the false alien invasion. Now, what's coming to light now from so many different sources is the subterranean realms, and we have to start to accept that there are beings, sentient beings, on planet Earth other than humans. And that's a difficult one. You know, we've been on the surface so long that we
took it for granted.
About
yeah.
this, but there's just tons and tons of data to prove it. And I certainly don't find Bill Schneider at all delusional. He seems to be a very straightforward person. Of course, eliminated.
But let me ask you this, because and I won't lead you down an ambush. I've talked to other brothers who look at Scripture much more literally than figuratively. And I think that's probably pretty accurate. Are we not free between us? Both camps, whatever that means. I don't know what that means. Looking at a situation where there are certain things, I'm not talking about a hollow earth, but there are things below ground that we have no idea about.
Absolutely. I mean, military-wise, and then
yes.
also
right.
These other species of reptilians.
Mm-hmm.
And, of course, all my research into the merfolk, which definitely the submarine world is far more top secret than even space. The merfolk are hard to find because we can't get down there. But the reptiles, enough people have seen them that it's just a matter of belief, really, once you start to get enough data to recognize that there are tunnels that are ancient that go under the ocean even, and these were all brought to light by von Daniken, and then, it made it to the mainstream media. In my HARP video, I got Zahi Hawass sitting there pointing out the subterranean caverns under the Giza Plateau, and I saw a History Channel special on all of that. So the subterranean realms have been brought out in the mainstream media. They do exist, and like I say, the whole Y2K scenario should give you enough evidence to realize that we do have domes or deep underground military bases. And so what we start to realize is that there's more going on planet Earth, and it's a huge wake-up call to our position here.
And that, you know, that is the province of such a great and extensive discussion that we're not going to do that. We're not going to knock that off in the next 5 minutes. But again, you triggered us with your, very dramatic, I think, and I'm not using that in a pejorative sense, email to us, because obviously you were very much impacted. What's your call, though? I mean, as far as what can possibly be done? I mean, Deagle, calls it within the year. I think that's, I think it's inaccurate. But what would you have people do? I mean, also, and let me add this, because you can also speak to this. That's not a big deal. I mean, you are involved also with the rainbow gatherings. So here you have a situation where you see from Deagle, which looks like it's kind of like doomsday, and then you're with the rainbow gathering, which is very full of hope. And I'm not mocking that whatsoever. But would you talk about, one, how you regard what Deagle has said, and two, your dealings with the Rainbow Group, which I have to admit, I mean, it's hard to find fault with it.
Another thing that really had sent me off was sitting down at Brave New Books and watching them all cheer for Ron Paul on the Republican debate.
Mm-hmm.
I laughed at him. I was like, good luck with that, man. If you still think that the one man could come into office and change all this, you're just delusional. And I want to mention also that many people have reported seeing him give a Masonic handshake to Ben Affleck on the Bill Maher show.
Who, Ron Paul?
Yeah. Absolutely. These politicians, they're not going to help you.
No, they're not.
It's right. So beyond them. I hit Bob Bowman with my deeper conspiracy theories, and he was like, yeah, we're kind of aware of that, but let's look at that. So these politicians do not even want to look at this scenario from this situation.
Agreed.
Yes, I do agree that time is very short. I really do think that it could be as soon as October that the shit hits the fan. I promote Rainbow because it gives you a contrast view of humanity. There is such a campaign right now to make everyone believe that it's okay to kill off a few billion people, to promote that we are a virus on this planet.
Mm-hmm.
And the Rainbow Gathering assures you of the good nature of humanity, and it gives you the contrast with which to compare the Illuminati's nefarious dealings with what humans really are. Because, like I say, we're all in our cages and isolated, and even if you go to a grocery store, everybody's isolated in their brains. There's nobody saying, hello, hi, how are you doing? And you get out to Rainbow, and you'll recognize how good everybody is, and they all say hello, they all love you, they welcome you home, and you're like, wait a minute now, if this is what humans are like, then why is the world such a madness?
All right.
And so that's why I really promote going to the Rainbow, so that you can get that contrast, which is not presented to us in any fashion, anywhere.
Free, I remember after Woodstock, and I lived in Jersey, not that far from where they held it, and also it was named after a town which I used to go to all the time. But after Woodstock came and gone in 69, there were still very heavy remnants of the whole philosophy. That was a good thing, and it did last. And when you talked, when I checked out the Rainbow situation with you, it reminded me of that. I'm like, yeah, they made it work, but for just so much time. And I'm not saying that that situation with yourself and the Rainbow Group is going to be defeated. I would like it not to be, but the fact that it's going on makes me kind of optimistic, and happily so, when I think about what was left after Woodstock left Ulster County, New York, and the rest of us got a chance to really see what was going on. It was a positive thing, no doubt about it. It seemed to be without agenda. It just seemed that the impetus finally gets lost, and that's mostly true, I guess, with any organization, with any movement. You got to keep stoking it, otherwise it's going to fade away. So I'm not mocking it whatsoever. And when I saw it, that's what it reminded me of. And for a second I thought, maybe they can do it. So a final comment from you about that, if you would.
Yes, and I did used to make annual pilgrimages out to Bethel to keep the spirit going.
That a boy. Great.
The big thing is that Rainbow is not a festival, but a gathering. And it is a human experience like you have never had, because we don't live in a human environment. We live in an alien environment, an inhuman environment. And so it's a gathering, not a festival. It's a totally different type of scenario. It's not a party. It's merely a human experience, so that we can retune back to what it means to be human. And I find that many people, when they tell me they're a real Christian opposed to these other fake Christians, what you're saying to me is that you're human. And the human is divine. The human is wonderful, magical, miraculous being. And we are the very power. And this is why the Illuminati do not come straight forward with us with guns telling us what to do. They have to use our creative imaginations, our creative will, to form their own ends, because we are that powerful, and that is why they go through all this effort instead of just forcing it.
Free, have you ever occasioned one of their other meetings, or is this your first?
What's that?
Have you ever been with the Rainbow Group, or is this going to be your first?
14 years.
You've been there every year?
Every single job I've ever had.
Okay. But let me ask you this then, and this is where I was going. Since you've been with them on a consistent basis, after what you've inculcated from what you've heard from Deagle, are you going to approach this next gathering in a different way? You know, whatever.
No, I am very curious that they're sitting on Lake Nimrod at this moment. I keep having flashes of Bohemian Grove.
There you go.
Mind.
Yeah, we're near there.
But that's where they're at right now, is Lake Nimrod. Every year people, you know, wonder if this is going to be the year that they put a big fence around us and just turn that into our internment camp. And really that doesn't happen. There's just too many people there from every walk of life that it just can't pull it off that way. You know, there's lawyers and lawyers' daughters out there.
Are you going to speak at this next gathering?
I am, yes.
Can I ask you what the tenor, more or less, will be of your speech?
Why we are here. You know, to me, it's so critical for people to recognize that they chose to be here at this time, that, you know, this was not by accident that you're existing in this very important time, and to step up to the challenge. And, of course, to awaken them to the reality of the 21st century.
Free, when's that going to happen?
When
is that? Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I should be there on the solstice, I'm hoping, June 21st.
Okay.
That's early. I like to watch the gatherings grow. I like to get out there when it's just woods and then watch the magic happen, because it's amazing what creative powers the humans have. And I just love to watch it grow. So I get out there nice and early. The official dates for the gathering are the 1st through the 7th, and the big ceremony being the 4th of July.
Okay.
So you can find directions on welcomehere.org, and they will have the directions as soon as they figure out whether it's going to be Texas or Arkansas. They're battling between the two right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
I know.
Rainbow has not been back to Texas since the late 70s.
Oh, all right. Listen, we thank you for being with us, and thanks for coming on. Also, like I said, you know, people were wondering what's going on, because you were pretty moved. And we'll see what you feel like after the whole gathering thing has occurred, too, the Rainbow Gathering. And I don't know if that's going to mean, you know, anything to you, but it would be nice to talk to you, because you were struck, I think, a little bit by, not the nihilistic element, but I guess the timing that we don't have much time left, and how you were going to deal with that. Would that
honestly,
be...
I just felt that nobody realized that that's the planet I do actually live on. And then, you know, I want you to know this so that you can see my positive aspect, even though I live on this planet that I have described. So that it's not just hoofy, hippie stuff, you know. I do live on a planet where Big Brother is out there and more. I mean, you know, in my world, they're channeling fourth dimensional entities into babies. So, you know, it was more just like, okay, guys, you know, wake up to it, but recognize that you got to, you know, that there is still this positive. You know, I just wanted everybody to know that I don't live on some illusory planet where these things aren't going on, but to still have hope, even though you're aware, you know, because people are going to be coming aware very quickly now, because things are going to start to step up. And so, yeah, that was really the thing, is I just wanted to welcome everybody to the 21st century and say, yeah, this is all real, but there is still hope.
You can check out Freeman at the website, which is the old http://freemantv.com. You can take a look at everything that's going on there, and the honeycomb, which you can follow with him. Hey, Free, thanks a lot for coming on. It's been a long time, and I'm glad you came on. It was a good discussion. And we'll see what happens. And if you don't mind, come back on the other side, whatever the other side is.
Absolutely.
All right, brother. Take care of yourself.
Have a good one.
Good night now.